know that, in fact, too many kids that begin with pot end up with heroin, then on to LSD. I know that if you drink, you suffer a loss of judgment if you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. I know, and so do you, when you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're gonna slip out again. This is now, Bentley, not a couple of years ago. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they bought the farm. They've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment. And in my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
We were talking about marijuana.
We still are. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb.
Music and drugs. A habit too hard to break? What you just had then was a sample of a speech from an old American crime TV show by Dennis Cruz, techno DJ, giving us yet another example of the relationship between music and drugs. I met with Mitchell Coppin, an events organiser in Plymouth, to talk about the link that his event has with drugs.
Drugs are something that are always going to happen at live music events. Obviously, myself, being an event organiser, I have a zero tolerance policy on drugs at my event. But there's something that are really hard to monitor, and as much as you try and monitor it, it's always something I think is going to happen. I think you'll never be able to stop it.
Would you ever consider pill testing at any of your events?
I definitely wouldn't say no to it. I mean, for me personally, I know this is going to happen at events. People are going to come and they're going to take drugs. So if I can make sure these people are in a safe environment while doing so, then that works better for me.
At your events, have you found any drugs?
I personally haven't seen anybody take drugs at my events. However, you know, at the end of the night when everybody leaves and the lights come on and it comes time to, like, you know, wind down and clean up or whatever, you know, I won't lie, there is baggies on the floor. There's quite a lot of, like, you know, leftover substance of them using the drugs, you know. It's pretty obvious that drugs have been taken at my event, yeah.